Hello and welcome to another episode of the Dads on the Fly podcast. I'm Caleb Simmons.
And I'm Joshua Simmons. We are two brothers who love fly fishing, our families, and are men of faith. But like most of you listening, we're still not experts on any of those subjects.
So our hope is to speak with as many people that we believe are experts on these subjects and pose the questions that most of us are asking.
So thanks for joining us along the journey as we seek to inspire and encourage dads and anglers as we wade through fishing, fatherhood, and faith on the fly.
Dads on the Fly is brought to you by Trout Routes. Joshua, I love the Trout Routes app, and it has become an amazing tool that helps us to find more trout to catch whenever we go on any of our adventures together.
Just exploring new water is what makes Trout Routes great, and these guys are always making the app better. Something is added every day, a new feature. They've just added the Street View feature, which you've got to check out. Click on the orange dot, hit Street View, you can see what the trout stream looks like there. So I can't tell you enough about how cool Trout Routes is when you're out looking for new water.
Man, that's a game changer for us, Joshua, being able to see these locations where you want to try to access these rivers. I mean, it's going to be great. So I'm stoked to continue to use the Trout Routes app. We encourage everybody, go wherever you get your apps, download the Trout Routes app. They will be the best tool to help you find more trout to catch.
Hey, Caleb, one thing we've done recently is so much smallie fishing. And so much smallie fishing means we're on our raft. And when you hook into that big smallie, man, you want to get that sucker in a net. And we have chosen, and we are so happy to be have Dads on the Fly brought to you by Catchcam Nets.
Yeah, Joshua, Catchcam Nets are amazing. The cool thing that I love about Catchcam Nets is they allow you to design and build your own net. So for whatever type of fishing you're doing, to customize it with certain logos or different, you know, they got rulers on the net handles, all these amazing things that just make your fishing experience better. So we encourage everybody, if you're looking and if you're in the market for a net, check them out at catchcamnets.com.
And the best thing about it is if you are a small water fisher, if you are a big water fisher, whatever fish you're chasing, they have a net for you. So please reach out to Bo and Steven over at Catchcam Nets, and they will build your custom net today.
We want to give a big thank you to a sponsor of this episode, Turtle Box Audio. Joshua, Turtle Box Audio speakers, the most rugged, loudest outdoor speaker on the market. We just continue to not be able to say enough great things about these things.
Yeah, if you've heard any of our episodes in the last 2 months, maybe even longer than that, you know how much we love our TurtleBox audio. The other day, we were playing pickleball, and Corbin was like, hey, where's the TurtleBox? So it's not just for fishing. It's for anything you do. You got to get a TurtleBox audio for your family adventures, anywhere you're going, whether it's out on the water or just on a beach trip or in a mountain, any kind of trip. You're hanging out outside. Nothing better than having a TurtleBox audio, blast some tunes, or listen to an episode of Dazzle Fly Podcast. So get your TurtleBox audio today at turtleboxaudio.com.
Yeah, check them out and get whatever type of custom speaker you want there at turtleboxaudio.com. Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 111 of the Dazzle Fly Podcast. And Joshua, we are sitting in definitely, we've been in some pretty cool spots to record this show. And this is definitely my favorite so far, man. We are sitting right here on the shores of the Intercoastal Waterway and down here kind of near Moorhead City in Swansboro, North Carolina.
We're actually in Cedar Point, right?
That's a fact.
Cedar Point is the actual place we're at. You got to get your geography correct.
Well, you know, I don't teach it like you're supposed to. And
I don't teach it. Yeah. Cedar Point, North Carolina. We're coming straight from the ICW.
Yeah.
On the porch. I'm sure you might can hear some, who knows what this episode might sound like, but probably some crickets, definitely some wind in the background. We are looking at the water. We have just filled our faces full of some steaks, some fresh catches from the sea.
Yes.
Flounder
and
fresh flounder. Trout.
Fish. And all those voices you hear, let's go ahead and make the introductions.
Yeah, let's introduce everybody.
Okay. So, I don't know if I can. I can do the right side. You do the left side.
I like how you did that there.
You like
go
that?
Ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So on my right, for all of you listening on your radio dial or your podcast dial.
Yeah, who can see that he's on your right. So I really appreciate you saying that.
He's on my right. It is the owner, operator, CEO, whatever else we could say.
El Presidente
of Drumroll Charters, who has been kind enough to host our first ever Dads on the Fly. I don't know what we even called this trip. What do we call it? This is Mr. Tyler. Mr. Tyler Hudgens. How are you doing, Tyler?
I'm doing well. I actually go by scheduling assistant. My boss, Travis, lets me fish sometimes. But pleasure to have you here.
Tyler, thanks, man. You guys have been so hospitable, and we've been having so much fun down here hanging out. staying at an awesome spot just right down the road from your family home. Shout out Waterway Inn. Yeah,
I'm sure they'll listen.
If you're looking for a place to come hang out, go to the Waterway Inn. Tell them Dad's on the Fly sent you, and they won't know who you're talking about. But yeah, man, this is such an awesome spot, and we can't thank you enough for just all your hospitality, man. This has been great.
I appreciate it.
We're going to get into hospitality in a minute. Go ahead and introduce the guest on the left.
Yeah, and so also joining us tonight is one of our guests down here this weekend, Mr. Jason Cook. Jason, thanks for hanging out with us, man.
I appreciate it. Having a good time.
So yeah. Jason is the only guest of ours that volunteered to take a microphone. So we do have other people here, but Jason was one of them. And I guess, you know, Jason and me, we have a kindred spirit. He works in a middle school. I work in a middle school.
And it shows you two are crazy enough to,
to talk
do stuff
on.
Like this.
Yes,
talk,
there you go.
Talk on a microphone, yeah.
So let's kind of just start this whole episode. This is the Dads on the Fly recap of the first ever saltwater hosted trip, whatever you want to call it.
Weekend getaway.
That's
Dads on the Fly weekend getaway.
Yeah, do you need to use the microphone when you say these
weekend
things?
Getaway.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think we should probably just volunteer everybody to say hi at least once, so like a quick intro.
Oh, that's
a great idea. So around the fire table tonight, we have, to my left, we have my oldest son. Well, my only son. Not like I have an oldest son. My only son.
My oldest son.
All right, here we go. Foster.
Hi.
We have to tell everybody who you are.
I'm Foster. I'm 12.
He's 12. Who you got back there, Tyler?
I got Captain Travis with me here, co-owner of Drumroll, and worst boss in the world.
Howdy. I'm not 12. but, yeah, they let me steer the boat.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Travis.
They let me steer the boat.
It. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Next. You going that way?
We'll just keep going.
Everybody come introduce themselves just for a minute.
All right, Gage.
He's holding the microphone up.
Right here. Just tell us who you are.
Gage.
There's Gage. His last name is Jones.
Gage. Who are you here with, Gage?
Who are you here with, Gage?
Hey, I'm Garrett Jones. I'm Gage's dad.
There you go. Two of our guests this weekend.
Little father-son.
Hold up. We got more people in the background.
Yep, here we go.
I'm Todd Hudgens, and I'm Tyler's father.
Yes, who could probably do a podcast itself.
It sounds like we're
just with stories
coming back
about
with
Tyler.
Some stories, so that's going to be happening here in a minute.
That's not going to run at the same
I'm
time of day.
Kenny Gann.
Kenny Gann.
Caleb and Joshua.
Yeah.
Kenny's from our hometown, man. He rode with us down here. And major props to Kenny because Kenny stayed awake with me the whole way down here, unlike the other people that rode
that
in the vehicle.
That is such a lie.
So
I slept for 10 minutes after we made it 6 hours worth of a trip.
Uh-huh. Yeah. His snoring said otherwise, Kenny. I'm afraid.
I did not snore.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
So let's just break down this trip. This was supposed to be a weekend getaway. We were supposed to come in Friday about 3 o'clock. The plan was that we were going to tie some flies. When we came in, is it not recording?
No, we're recording. We're good.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, typical dads on a try fly fashion. We weren't sure if we were actually on. But we were supposed to. Are we good?
Yeah, we're golden.
You're turning on flashlights and stuff. I don't know what's going on.
Just let me handle all this stuff, man. You do you.
So we were supposed to come in Friday around 3 o'clock, and, you know, I'll just be real honest. Thursday morning, I woke up for my morning routine, and I looked at the weather for Swansboro, North Carolina, and I sent Tyler a text at like 7 a.m., 6:30. I was like, hey, dude, Saturday looks pretty gnarly. What are the chances we could fish Friday? And he was like, if you guys can get here by 1 o'clock, make it happen. So we told everybody, hey, we're going to come in early. And so let's just, you know, we left at 5 a.m. from our house. Jason, you left at what time?
I think I rolled out about 10:35. I went to work in the morning a little bit, and I was planning on coming in early with my paddleboard and just fishing the marsh.
Yeah, we're
going
to get to your setup in a minute there, a little jealous man. But anyway.
All right, I'll be quiet.
Okay, yeah. And Garrett, you guys left at what time?
About seven,
okay. So we all get here. Tyler woke up at, you know, we fished at 1, so Tyler woke up at 11:30. And Tyler, where did you take us that first day, man?
We left right out of the Radio Island boat ramp there in Morehead City, and we went and fished over at Cape Lookout, right over at the hook, fished along the beaches of Shack. Real typical false albacore fishing this time of year. Northeast wind that day, that's why it worked out well for us. False albacore were super cooperative. We saw them timer here or there, but they tend to pop up pretty much right when the wind is right in your face. And as everybody here knows, all too well that throwing a fly and 15 knot wind right in front of you is not very productive. So, but it was still a beautiful day, and we got there closer back to the inlet on the way back, and the bluefish and the Spanish mackerel got right for us, got a blitz going. It was beautiful chaos is what I like to call it.
Beautiful chaos is an understatement. So let's just go ahead and say it right now, Caleb. Finally, we can say, thanks to Drumroll Charters and
the streak is over.
This awesome group, after many attempts, I have caught, landed, hooked multiple fish on a fly rod. So it's everybody just... Can you take a moment, like
saltwater fish?
Saltwater fish. So fly, let's just give it a big round of applause.
Yeah, we're so proud of you.
I would like to stand up and take a bow.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
Should. Yeah, thank
you. Can I talk to you about the first fish I actually hooked that day?
Well, let's get to that. So let's talk a little bit though about our day out there on the water. First of all, we had a blast. Me and Jason and Kenny were on the boat with Travis, and Travis was we were having. Kenny and I were just talking up front on the front of the boat. Like, we were just having a blast being out there, seeing wild horses on the beaches.
Okay, pause on Kenny on the front of the boat.
You mean George Washington?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite stories.
Crossing the Hudson River?
So, like, Kenny has this hat, and it literally, me and Tyler looked up, we were like, what'd you say, Tyler?
Pretty much this. I forget what you called him, but we were like, man, Kenny looks like a some kind of, you know, warrior up there on the bow. And I was like, he looks like George Washington crossing the river right now. About
crossing
to go
the Delaware,
some,
man. Yeah, man. Hey, he was hunting him down. It looked great.
The hat was flowing in the wind, and he's pointing his fly rod right forward.
It was great. Yeah, like George Washington with a fly rod. We should redo that picture. Just George Washington with a fly rod.
Yeah.
That would be a great meme.
We'll just Photoshop Kenny's face over the front of it.
That would be a great meme. Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Yeah. Put that on a t-shirt.
So anyway, yeah, so Travis showed us around a lot. And, you know, to be honest, we were out there for a while before things started going off. We spent a couple hours just hunting for these false albacore and got a couple shots at them. Tyler, you kind of mentioned, you know, the wind was not in our favor a lot of that. And, you know, I learned again how difficult saltwater fly fishing can be. It's definitely not casting across a creek to a fish behind a rock, you know, dealing with all the elements. And
I think Captain Travis said it the best when he said this morning that being on the front of that boat is a little bit different from being on that 4-foot rock in the river.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Yeah,
when totally that boat's different. Bouncing, it's a little different than
your
rock
feet are rocking. You're worried about not going overboard. It was definitely it was an experience, at least. So so we chased those, and then it was so funny. We were kind of making our way back towards the landing, I feel like, and Kenny and I even looked at each other and were like, you know, we may be calling it a day because we hadn't really caught anything, and we see these, you know, because we're kind of looking at birds that are feeding on the bait as the fish push this bait up, and we see these birds, and this boat's in front of us, and he kind of pulls up into them, but then he turns and takes off, and so we kind of pull in behind him, and I'm kind of expecting us to turn and take off as well, and the next thing you know, like, it was fly fishing Armageddon, man. Like, it was just nuts.
It was crazy.
It was wild. So I have never experienced anything like
just
that.
Just by a show of hands, I know we've got some people out here. Nobody was going to see his hands, but
I was going to say, you realize we are an audio format.
I know,
right?
But
you're asking people to do a lot of.
You
got to
make. You got to make.
I'm going to raise my hand.
Let me ask you a question. Do you ever listen to, like, college football games and the guys who can make you feel like you're at the field? That's what we're doing.
Okay,
here for
I
these
like
people.
It.
Okay,
okay, go for it.
So
go for it.
So, how many of you have ever experienced that before? See, no hands are up.
Travis is raising.
Well, Travis is a little bit of a cheat, but, you know, of the guys we brought here, nobody had ever experienced that. It was just, I had never experienced it. It was crazy. All of a sudden, these fish are just everywhere. I mean, we are casting and fish are everywhere. And I think we can say everyone sitting in this circle hooked up multiple times on the fly on these bluefish. And, dude, I don't care if it was a bluefish or a clownfish or Nemo. Like, these things were fighting, right? It was great.
It was a blast.
And it was great. Jason, what'd you think?
It was a good time. It was a good time. It was run and gun, real fast-paced. You had to have your line managed. You had to know where your hook was. Mine was usually hooked up with Kenny's hook.
I want you to talk about that.
Okay,
you
laughed
about that.
We are on one boat. Me, That's a great point, Jason. So me.
That's how I knew where it was. Yeah. I was like, where's Kenny's hook? Okay. So, there's mine. Now I know where it is. Not in a bluefish.
So me and Garrett and Gage and Foster and Tyler are on one boat. And you, Kenny, Jason, and Travis is on. He's just steering the boat at this point. And you guys, for some crazy reason, I mean, Tyler, were you not impressed by this from our viewpoint? They had three flipping fly lines going crazy.
Wide.
It's because we have no patience.
I'm glad we have good insurance.
We have no patience. There was nobody wanted to sit down. It was,
yeah,
there were fish in the water.
It kind of started with like one person cast a fly rod up front, and I'm sitting there kind of being like, okay, we're just going to let one person. Well, the next thing I know, Jason's got one off the back going, and I'm like, well, screw this. I'm not sitting here letting them have all the fun. So I start casting off the side, and we made it happen, though.
But it was a merry-go-round of hooks and lines.
Okay, but we're all sitting here. Nobody's been hooked, so y'all didn't hook each other.
Not too bad.
And weren't y'all at one point all three hooked up?
Yeah, we had a triple hookup on the fly.
That's my favorite part about it, man, is once everybody gets into a battle rhythm, that's the beautiful part of the chaos is you get into that rhythm, and it's like, all right, go ahead and cast out, next person up, walk back. And I think you remember Gage to grab you by the hips, all right, walk back, next person up, next person up, next person up, just rolling in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got a saying, I don't know if you heard me say it, but more faster, go now.
More faster, go now, yeah.
More faster, go now.
Yeah, I mean, you can't catch fish without flies in the water, right?
So for like an hour there, it just got completely crazy. Chaotic. Everybody was catching fish. Everybody was hooked up. We were two boats of the 10 out there. We had people like, I thought I was going to hook up another boat for a minute because they just came right in on me.
I think it's important to add that we were fishing right on the backside of these breakers, too, on Shaq.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was wild.
Like, I don't know what that means, but sure, yeah.
Travis, for not putting us on the beach.
The waves were breaking. Yeah, right, exactly. That's right.
What did he say?
Surfing lessons are free.
Yes. Yeah, we got plenty of surf lessons this weekend, for sure. And, we were fishing right on the backside of breakers, like stuff rolling all over the place. You know, we're fighting on the front of the boat, trying not to fall in while somebody's pulling my fly line with their fly line. And, it's like you said, it was kind of like this battle rhythm, like, you know, you'd strip your line in, and then you knew to check back to make sure you didn't catch somebody else, and it got pretty. It's kind of like you get in the zone sometimes. You're just zoned up.
The other thing to think about, this was like we just showed up. Most of us hadn't met each other.
Oh yeah, we didn't know anything about
each other.
Well, Kenny and I had a 7-hour ride to talk the whole way here, so we enjoyed that.
I was on
the rest of us had to get comfortable yelling at each other really quick.
Yeah, so we had to find a rhythm like. Other people's experience and like casting rhythm, all that. It was trial by fire for sure.
Yeah, Kenny only yelled at me four times not to trout set. So I only did it.
So I'm still reminding you.
Yeah, Jason's only said it.
Let's go back to how I caught my first fish, right? So we're in all these fish and I've missed four because I've trout set. And Travis is like, oh no, Tyler's like, we're going to move over here. So I just let my fly like pretty much troll.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Tyler's like, you're hooked up. And I'm fighting fish. But the crazy part is we have no pictures. My wife last night, she was like, you finally did it? Like, how many times? And she was like, where's the picture? I was like, well, there were so many fish. We didn't take it. I was like, Caleb's got a video with me hooked up. At least you can see the line tight. So
That's a conundrum that Travis and I deal with pretty much on a daily. We both take turns yelling at each other. Man, you need to take more pictures, get some video. We need some content. Come back from a great day. Man, how was it? We tore them up. And cool, did you get some pictures? Nope. It was way too much going on.
That's our life most of the time.
So the next year we do this, if we do another one, we'll
bring in a photographer.
We'll hire a photographer.
There you go.
That's awesome. A photographer hire. You get a steak dinner with flounder and cold beverages.
Maybe we'll let your real one in.
Yeah.
So. Right.
Just buy us all GoPros.
Yeah.
You do not realize how small
the Dad's on the Fly podcast is.
you are thinking way too much. So. Oh, man, that's great.
There you go. Yep. So, man, it was just such an awesome day. And I think, you know, I just got to give a big shout out to these guys because everybody, I think we were all a little anxious. I think we made the plan, Tyler, for yesterday, and it really worked. Like, we were like, hey, the wind's going to be better that day. Let's just make it happen. And it happened, and it was an awesome day of fishing, an awesome, really just evening of fishing. And then we got back, had some good food from a local restaurant, and once again, shout out to Waterway Inn. Everybody got the rooms, and we came here and hung out a little bit at the fire, and that was that. So I think, I guess, if we didn't leave anything out from Friday, right? Can we transition to Saturday?
I think that's fair.
Okay. Ready for Saturday story?
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure.
So Saturday, we knew the forecast was not going to be good. And Tyler was like, we'll get out early, we'll give it a shot, trial by fire, right? And I think
by
that,
water, but yeah.
Sure. By water. I think all of us around this circle right now can say that other than Tyler and Travis, most of us got an adventure today that we had not had before. Is that a fair statement?
I mean, it is for me. I've not been out in anything like this before. So I think everybody would agree to that. Yeah. Jason, you ever done what we did this morning?
I had never fly fished off the beach in seas like that. I'd ridden in seas like that in a boat like that, but it was still a new experience.
Yep. So we head out. Where will we head out, Tyler? Without telling everybody a specific spot, but like
no, that's
right?
Okay. Yeah. It's no secret. So we ran right out of Bug Inlet right here in Cedar Point. So we fished. We split up right when we came out of the inlet. Our group, yep, right in front of where we're all hanging out here this evening. Our group split to the left to go ahead. I wanted to go check out that sea buoy. Tends to hold a lot of bait. And then Travis's group split right down the beach, headed back towards Jacksonville area. And it was sporty. It was very sporty.
Yeah, that's a new word I've learned from my vocabulary. It was sporty, which means at one point we could see your boat, and at one point we couldn't. Yeah.
Right. It was blowing about 30 miles an hour out of southeast.
But, you know, I'm sure these two guys over here are thinking, like, you bunch of wimps, we've been in much worse. But for some of us landlocked folk, I would say it was a little bit of an adventure.
Oh, I mean, it was wild. You know, we found some false albies this morning, and but trying to cast when I was trying to I think we were trying to time up like our back cast when the wave went back, and then as it launched us forward, trying to time it up right. But you know, it was impossible. And but we still gave it a shot, man, and it was a good time.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about obviously saltwater fishing, but you know, typically when you're the only two boats within like visual scene, like that you can see, that usually is a sign of probably this is not going to happen today. But you know, I mean, maybe not. I don't know. Tyler might can speak to that.
I will definitely give y'all credit. I think that most of our regular clientele, we would have very kindly let them down this morning,
yeah.
probably with a well-due reschedule. But y'all toughed it out. Absolutely.
Yeah, man, and it was a cool experience, you know. I mean, it's something I won't forget, and I enjoyed it. Jason, I'd love for you to speak to it, man. I mean, just getting out there in that surf, and then, but then we got to come back and do some fun stuff as well.
Yeah, no, it was a great time. You'd absolutely marvel at the engineering of marine equipment. You think each one of those swells is just going to swallow the boat? They're 4 or 5 feet tall, like they were saying. The boats were disappearing between the swells, but we came out and Travis's boat turned south, headed that way. Lots of birds, lots of bait, no fish. Headed down past Bear Inlet. I'm looking at Travis, right? Yep. Kept looking, and then we ducked into Brown's Inlet before the wind picked up, and headed along the back side of the island. Looking for some redfish, which was going to be tough with the clouds and the wind, but Travis pulled us along the backside of that island like a champ.
Okay, so is this where we go into that story? I mean, drum roll, Charters, are we free
Sorry,
to tell this story?
Did I skip ahead? I was on a roll there.
So this is Travis speaking.
Travis, just go ahead.
I was just very thankful that Tyler was willing to tell us.
You can't skip all the way to that. Right?
We skipped
a little bit there, Travis. I mean, you know, I get a phone.
Hang on. We got to tell this story.
I think you need to tell it from
our end of the boat. So we're cruising along the back the the leeward side of this island.
Look at us in our vocabulary, man.
Hey,
you and Jason,
we're getting this
all
nautical
over.
Stuff down. And so we're on the leeward side of this island, which means the island is blocking the wind. So we're kind of able to cruise along.
Not the windward
side. Exactly. So we're kind of able to cruise along a little bit, and we're trying to, you know, look for redfish and stuff. Well, Travis has cut the motor a few times, and he's, you know, gotten this huge pole out and pulled us along a few minutes, and we're like, man, this is cool. Like, this is stuff you watch YouTube videos.
But this
of,
is
right?
not your average pole. I mean, I will say it was pretty impressive.
No, I mean, it's pretty. Travis, you worked the pole great, man.
It's
I don't know how everybody wants to take that, but you worked it great.
It
so,
was a wooden stick.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. So, anyway, so he's pulling us along a lot. Well, you know, and every now and then we'd crank up and get to another little spot. Well, we're cranked up and running, and then all of a sudden the engine cuts off, and Travis grabs a pole, and so we're like, okay, we're going to pull along. I kind of looked at Kenny. I was like, oh, he didn't tell us we were stopping. We just kind of stopped. So we stopped, and all of a sudden Travis goes, hey, man, you might want to call your brother. And I was like,
wait,
oh,
wait,
okay.
Wait, hold on. So back it up just a little bit. I'm on the front of the boat.
Yeah.
Just eagle eyes out there looking for redfish tails, anything. We're tied up against the back of the island.
Let me interrupt you for just a minute, because this is what I love about my new friend Jason here. Like, he is will fly cast. It doesn't matter. It could be raining, snowing. We're going to fly.
It was raining today.
Oh, we're going to tell that story.
It bored on me.
We're just going to fly cast and hope for the best. He'll fly cast in that yard right there and hope to catch. So I love it.
You can't catch fish if your fly's on the water.
I love it, my man.
Exactly.
So we're pushing along the backside, and yeah, we get to a deeper spot, and he goes to crank up, and we go for a little bit, and I hear the engine go off, and I'm just looking out for redfish, and I hear him crank up again, and I hear it go off, and okay, well, maybe it wasn't as deep as he thought, and he wanted to push some more, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. So he pushes along for a little while, maybe 5-10 more minutes, and then he mentions, maybe you need to call the other boat because we're out of gas. I've been casting and looking. I'm like, you know, it clicked off in my head a little bit. Like, was that intentional? Did he mean to turn it off and turn it on and turn it back off real quick? Like, but yeah, so we were out of fuel. No more go juice.
Yeah, that was the thing. Travis is like, you may want to call your brother. I was like, oh, cool. Okay, I'll call him. What do I need to tell him? We're out of fuel. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you. All right. That's kind of an important thing. Yeah, we should probably call them.
Well, I mean, we definitely need to continue the story, but when we came back, we did figure out that we did still have fuel.
Yes, we did. That was even part of it.
And well, the reason she cut off like that is the Raycor was plugged up, and at low idle like that, doesn't make enough vacuum to suck the fuel at low idle. You give it a couple hundred RPMs, it'll suck it through, you know, because I know what the boat holds. You know, we topped it off, and I was like, okay, well, that's about, there should be half in there still. So really, we didn't run out of fuel, so we were happy about that. But fuel issue nonetheless, that required a lot of push-pulling.
Well, I just want to give a big
shout-out.
I just want to give a big shout-out. This makes it more of a dads on the fly trip for me. I mean, at one point I was like, this is perfect. So you call me and I'm like, hey Tyler, I think we need to go find them, and drops a pin, and we tie them up.
Well, we saw this other boat and we're like, how do they not see us?
Yeah,
like,
that was
that's them. Like, they're right there. Like, we're yelling,
this
you guys
like
are blind.
This was like 20 minutes later. We had pulled up a creek and
Travis
turned around
had pulled
and
us.
Then we found
Golly,
a boat
so far.
And they had someone on their boat who had a
red pair of waders that are meant, or
yep,
red
a red jacket.
And so we're like, it's Gage. Like, that's them. That's got
to
be
you
them.
Guys.
Hey, Tyler,
so,
do you want to tell them, though, like, we're trying to find them, and what are these dudes wearing? Go ahead and set up shop.
So, it's a gray hauled boat. It's really low profile. And I appreciate the fact that y'all coordinated on your outfits this morning. Everybody's wearing black pullovers. Every single one of
them. Every person on your boat's wearing black.
I, to be clear, I had taken off my black jacket and I was wearing a camo shirt. So
even more visible.
That really helps it out. I think it's really important to add too that we started nine balling as soon as we learned we need to rescue our counterparts. Nine balled it back there to Bear Inlet, and as soon as I come off plane into the cut that takes you out of the inlet, I looked at Foster sitting next to me, and I was like, hey, Foster, fuel gauge don't have many bars left on it, does it?
At that point, our fuel gauge starts blinking.
Yep. The last bar out of 8 bars was blinking at us. So I was like, we're about to learn exactly how far that running on the check engine light will get you.
But here's what's funny. Like, then you would plane, and all of a sudden it would go back to, like, half a tank. So it was so funny. And at this point, I think, you know, I will say a good guide always stays calm. And Tyler's calm, always cool as a cucumber. But he's like, hey, I think I might call my pops and see if he can run us some gas. And I was like, what's he going to just, like, fly out here? I mean, like, at this point, I was like, what's he going to, like, drive out here and give us some gas? Yes. I was like, what are we doing? And he's like, and I think Tyler's dad was like, well, you know, I got the jet ski. And he was like, oh, yeah. So we tie you guys up. We start towing, which we had to tow you across a sandbar. And
Travis and Tyler pulled us across.
Yeah, the sandbar, so Travis and Tyler get out, and they're pushing us across the sandbar.
They were pulling y'all's boat. I was pushing our boat.
Yeah,
with the pole.
Yeah, it's just a great time, man. I mean, the memories made are just second to none.
Oh,
and I think
story.
That's what everybody needs to understand. When you come on a trip like this, yeah, I mean, 10 years from now, you might remember the fish you're going to catch. You'll never forget today.
That's a very good point.
That is what we try to say on this podcast all the time. It's about experiences, man.
Yeah, man.
Foster, will you ever forget this? Yeah, I mean, 12-year-old kid had a great day. So we get here, and I'll just say right now, I had not met Tyler's dad before this trip, didn't even know his name. Like, he's right up there with the Dos Equis, dude. Like, coolest man. He comes flying down the ICW on a daggum jet ski with gas.
You're taking that out. You're definitely taking that out.
No, I'm not. I'm not taking that out. Like,
you got to paint the picture. He's got the vest. He's got the gas can on the back.
He's, like, splashing over waves.
He pulls up in route, refuels us, refuels you, and then he takes off on the jet ski, and we see this big yacht coming down the ICW, and I say to Travis, I said, he's gonna send it over that wake, and sure as hell he sends it right over the wake, just 3-foot wake behind this yacht that's not paying attention.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know what they're doing, and he just
all of a sudden I go back to, like, there's some teenager on a jet ski. Tyler's dad, like, poof, flying over the wake.
Love it.
And so we get refueled, and we're flying back in, and you know, that was a cool moment, man. It was awesome. It was like our little, what did you call him? The Baywatch? You called him Baywatch there for a minute, didn't you?
Yeah, Mr. Baywatch.
Mr. Baywatch. Baywatch. Yeah,
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff feel to him, yeah.
Don't hassle the Hoff, that's for sure, man.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
And so we hammer down, get back to some fuel, and at that point,
the weather is
we know it's sitting. Probably going to be time to take a little break, and so everybody comes in, gets a little mid-afternoon nap, and maybe a mid-afternoon paddle for Jason over there. I don't know where he went, but he ended up in, like, Jason?
I was worried, man. I'm just going to be dead honest. Like, so we go to grab some sandwiches. Shout out Jersey Mike's. If they want to ever sponsor the podcast, Jersey Mike's.
I will
Mike's,
shamelessly take that sponsorship.
Yeah, oh, gosh.
Jersey Mike's?
Jersey
Absolutely.
Mike's.
Oh, for sure.
Sandwiches. Mike's way. It was
drum
money.
Roll is 100% fueled by Jersey Mike's.
I love it. So we went and grabbed some Jersey Mike's subs, and Jason's like, hey, man, will you just grab me one? And I was like, yeah, man, I'll have it for you when we get back. He's like, okay, I think I'm going to take my paddleboard out. And, like, the ICW is, like, white capping at this point.
Y'all,
it's
not a pretty day today.
Yeah, the wind is just whipping. The rain is starting to come in. And he's like, I'm going to take the paddleboard out. And I looked at Joshua. I was like, should we leave him here by himself to do this? Like, is this okay?
And Joshua had the moment
we
got
to make sure he gets back to his family.
Yeah, but see, that's the point. Like, I know Jason has told me he has 2 young children, right? How old, Jason?
5 years old as of last week and 19 months.
So in my head, I'm thinking, I remember that. Jason is thinking, I do not have to be a dad today, like, and don't have to change diapers. I'm fishing every second I get. It doesn't matter.
That.
Like, right, Jason? Like, that's the thought
Making
process.
Making the most of it.
There you go.
Every bit.
So he's like, there's an hour that I can go do something. I'm doing it. Now, I don't know where the heck he went, but he sent us a picture of his paddleboard in, like, some flood tide. And I was like, well, you know, he's doing it. He's doing him.
I'd like to take that opportunity to put a very shameless plug to all of our wives for making a sacrifice this weekend so we could go get our butts handed to us out there in the ocean.
Tyler,
look
wins.
At Tyler bringing absolutely. Out the.
Make sure you send
when
this
you
to your wife.
When you listen to this, Abby, you remember.
Tyler, you are dead right on that, we definitely need to give a shout out to our wives who are holding down the forts with all of our kids.
You know, our wives will
and
listen.
Make it happen. I'll plug them anyway.
The only way I can get my wife to listen is if I tell her Foster was on it. So like, other than
he was on for a minute. So yeah, just was there. So shout out to them and make it happen. So we show back up with Jersey Mike's and Jason sends us a picture, but I don't know where he's at. Truck's gone.
No, he was just gone.
I'm thinking he's going to be out in the water right in front of the hotel, and that was not the case. And so I just texted him, was like, hey, man, I got your sub. Just come on whenever.
So we got dropped off in the middle of a squall, and we came up and got some refreshments and hung out and watched the rain, and then we got word that it was going to be an hour and a half, and I wasn't very hungry because I had taken the snacks from the waterway in. And so everybody was going to go get some lunch, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to take my paddleboard and pull up my little app, find a little place to paddle. I knew where the wind was coming from. I thought about going out in the ICW, and I was like I said, it wouldn't have been enjoyable for sure.
Especially if
it would have been a lot of work.
If one of those yachts came by, you'd be like flying up in the air or something, wouldn't you?
I'd flying and then submarining and then flying and probably swimming somewhere in there. There would have been no fishing on that side. That would have been a workout. So I found something on the backside of the island. There was a little ramp that was nice and calm and cozy, and paddled up in there about a mile and a half, looking for redfish or anything. Probably just cast it at some mullet. So it was a good time. Rain picked up a little bit, got a little wet, got back to my Jersey Mike sandwich, and that was good though.
Yeah, man, it's good stuff. Well, we hung out a little bit after the rain finally calmed down, and then
and at that point we knew kind of
fly fishing
was kind
of
out
well
for the day, but here we are, so we might as well do some fishing. And
wait, y'all didn't tell me this.
What?
What do you mean fly fishing was out?
I was going to say,
fly fishing.
You're talking to the guy
Jason,
who definitely did not stop fly fishing the whole time.
I just kept going too far, probably.
This is probably the longest I've seen you without your rod in your hand.
I'm itching very good right point. Now, I'm itching.
Yeah. As soon as this is over, he's going to cast out.
There's fish down there. Yeah.
Man. Yeah, this is the man who's throwing a chubby Chernobyl for whatever those fish are out there.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get him to pop up, meet it, man. Maybe so.
I got my trout rod out of
it. I like it.
Popper dropper right now. Let's go.
So we got back on the water with our trusty captains this afternoon and did some light tackle fishing. And, you guys had a pretty good cool day on your boat. You caught some different
species
day for sure.
We did the double slam. Isn't that what we called it, Travis?
So what is it, Tyler? Let Tyler explain it.
Well, Captain Travis is towing y'all around, so I let him take credit for it.
Yeah, go ahead. Explain the double slam, Travis.
What we call the hat trick would be a flounder, a trout, and a drum. And we had both. We had that. And then we have what's called the trash fish slam. We had a lizard fish, a pin fish, and a toad fish.
Yes, sir.
So
baby.
We had a double slam today.
I mean, I definitely caught more species on this trip than I've ever caught on any other trip in my life. So, I mean, not necessarily all the fish I wanted to catch, but still pretty awesome. Got introduced to a lizard fish. Had never heard of that before.
What do we call them?
They're a marsh missile, and I learned why they're called marsh missiles. So I'll let you explain that, Tyler. And I love this because you guys have Drumroll Charter shirts that have a picture of these things on the back and marsh missile. So explain
that.
Oh,
for one, it's an absolute delight to catch one on a fly rod.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, they fight a lot like a trout, believe it or not. Sometimes they'll come up, and head shake, and you just like, oh, it's a nice trout. And just another marsh missile, just another lizard fish, they're very destructive. They got sharp teeth. So if you're fishing with a jig and soft plastics, any given day, you could go through about $50, $60 worth of soft
I think
plastics.
We did that. Just,
yeah,
so I think we had that happen today.
Okay.
Foster thinks he probably did that all by himself. So
he's got to work it off. He's got to scrub the boats tomorrow. That's what Tyler said.
I like it.
But, y'all had a great day. Then the wind picked up. Anything else you want to say about your...
Well, it was just fun. So we started out, we went to a little trout hole. Kenny caught a sweet sea trout, and the trout was delicious, by the way. So, because we got to enjoy him tonight. And then we fished a little bit more. We caught tons of lizard fish, and learned why they called them that, and chunked a bunch of them off. We came back over kind of near the, crazy enough, probably 100 yards from where I'm sitting right now. I had sat and casted and caught a bunch of lizard fish, and Travis taught me that you always catch fish when you look at your phone. So sure enough, I think you had texted me, Joshua, and
no way.
Yeah, and I just made a great cast and looked down at my phone and let that jig sink all the way to the bottom, and sure enough, like, got a bite, and I was like, I set the hook on it, and I was like, I don't think this is a lizard fish, and because it felt way different, and sure enough, pretty nice size flounder.
Time out. Hold on. So I want to go back to this.
You had nothing to do with
catching. No.
Fish.
You always catch more fish when you look at your phone. No.
Sounds like it's Joshua's fish.
Absolutely not. Jason,
that's just how it always happens.
I'm about to hit the mute button on your mic, Jason. So. Yeah, it's just how it always happens.
Do
right?
I get an assist?
No.
I get an assist for that fish, right?
My wife was texting me in there, too, so
no,
we'll give you a quarter.
Don't give your wife an assist.
You got to check your phone, you know? I mean, if you're on a schedule or somebody's got a call, you got to check your phone. So, you know, sometimes you got to check the phone. It's more important than that cast. So what do? You cast out there, throw the rod in between your legs, you know, flip the bail over.
Pretty much.
Check your phone real quick. Well, in the meantime, that jig's sinking, you know? And then a lot of times you throw your phone back in the pocket, you get about two cranks and you're tight.
Yeah,
you know, they'll eat it on the fall.
Totally what happened. So that was exactly what went down.
I like it. So we'll call that a check your phone fish. I like it.
Yep, it was good. And, so caught a flounder. The flounder tasted great tonight too. Shout out to Travis for the way you seasoned those fish up, man. They were awesome.
Yeah, a little bit better than Long John Silvers.
A lot better than Long John Silvers.
Long John Silvers in a long time. Do they even make Long John Silvers?
Is there any more left over there?
I was going to say, I don't even think they exist.
Are Long John Silvers exist?
We used to have one in Asheville, but I don't know if it's still
we
there.
We don't have a Long John Silvers, do we? Anybody know? Anybody have a Long John Silvers
who
in their town?
Who cares?
There was one in Johnson City.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, the fish that we ate tonight were amazing. So we had a little surf and
turf.
We had
surf and turf over the fire.
Yeah, so we finished up fishing, went back to the hotel, got cleaned up, came back over here to Tyler's family's home. And
shout out to Waterway Inn for water pressure and hot water.
Yeah, dude, yeah,
I just
man.
Knew we were running out of hot water after money. These two clowns both took showers in my room, and somehow we still had hot water, but it was a good time.
Yeah, Foster, you take a long shower, buddy.
You got a lot of hair.
That,
look how much more hair he
teasing,
has than us.
I'm just teasing.
Haircut.
But came back over here to the house and have been sitting outside just enjoying this amazing weather. Got the fire going. Cooked some potatoes. Cooked some steaks. Cooked some fish.
You're forgetting the cool part of this house. I mean, they got this bar.
We're
out
sitting
here,
out there. Here at the Tiki Bar.
Tiki Bar. Yeah. Kenny's going to build me one at my house.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to build one at his house first.
Okay.
And then we're going to take Kenny's and replica it at my house.
I like it. That'll be great.
Because Kenny can build all things.
I like it.
And so, yeah. Tyler, did you build this bar?
Negative. I think this was a combined effort of Baywatch Todd. And,
Baywatch Todd. I love it.
And then his brother, my Uncle Rob, they put it together. And thanks. Just to give some context to the listeners what this house is, this is actually where we recorded back in April, I think it was.
Sure.
Is that what it was? Yeah, something about that. Yeah, it was still cold out. I know that. But this is my great-grandmother's house. And her name was Hazel. I called her Grand Hazel. And she's the one that taught my dad how to fish. And so he taught me how to fish, and she taught me how to fish a lot, too. And we'd go out here on the dock at night, and she'd wake me up like 2 o'clock in the morning when the shrimp were running. We'd get out there. And that's how I named my daughter after Hazel.
How cool is that, man? Grandma waking you up at 2 a.m. to go catch fish.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool. Really cool.
And Baywatch Todd.
Yep.
Then comes... not only did he save the day with the gas, but then he shows up in this sweet truck tonight with firewood. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know what he's on the – him and Foster's payroll is going to just keep going up. You know what I mean?
I like it. But, Joshua, this has just been an incredible experience. We're hoping to go catch some more fish tomorrow morning before we head out tomorrow afternoon. And Tyler, Travis, I just want to tell you guys thank you, man. This has been amazing. Your hospitality, the amazing place that you allowed us to come hang out in and crash in has just been wonderful. So thank you guys a lot.
Yeah, Tyler and I were talking on the boat today, and I just want to kind of throw this out there. I mean, Friday we got here and we had just an epic, you know, that hour and a half of a blitz that everybody was just so couldn't stop talking about tomorrow night, like last night. But, you know, today was slow, and it was not, you know, the conditions we had that were perfect. Me and Tyler were talking. I think sometimes when you hire a guide or you do, like, these trips like this and you think, like, well, we have to catch, you know, all these fish. But we talk about this all the time on our podcast. It's about the experience, man. And think about what we experienced today and all the fun we had. I mean, Jason, would you not have some moments that you're never going to forget? I mean, even this right here, just sitting here, right?
Every bit of it. Every bit of it was awesome and amazing. Even though I didn't catch any fish until I was down here on the dock and caught a little puppy drum, which in turn hooked myself in the hand. Shout out puppy drum. And no, everything about today was a great experience. Happy to be here. Learned a ton.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's the other thing we said. Like, when you take a guided trip, when you do a trip like this, when you take guides out, learn something. I mean, what do we all learn? We learn, you know, we learn things about boats. We learn things about GPS systems. We learn things about how to catch fish, how to set hooks, how to cast into wind, out of wind. There's just so much. And I mean, I'll continue to say it, you know, it's tough out here, right, Tyler? I mean, it's some days you're great and some days you're a grind.
I know my wife may disagree, but it's hard work. It's hard work. I mean, we learn every day we go out.
Yeah.
Every single day we're learning something new.
For sure. Well, I think, I mean, that's the thing that I think keeps bringing us back and keeps us wanting to do it over and over again. Like, Kenny and I were talking about this earlier on the boat today, just how, you know, Kenny, you say you've been fly fishing for over 25 years, and you're still learning something new every time you go. And so, I mean,
Kenny would be the most experienced fly fisherman on this trip.
Absolutely.
Correct, Kenny?
Yeah,
he's over there living it up. But
him and Baywatch Todd are
telling cool stories right now. But yeah, what you got, Travis?
Real quick before we wrap this up, I just wanted to point out Kenny yesterday. Total shout out to him. It was it had all of us laughing, and I think at first he couldn't figure out exactly what was going on. But when this bluefish,
this is a good story.
Nuts next to the boat. He kept trying to cast and trying to cast and trying to cast and kept thinking he was hung up on the boat somewhere. Well, when he had back casted to forward cast, he hooked one on the back cast and keeps trying to cast forward and wonders why he can't flip his fly line out because he's got a bluefish going the other way on the back cast. That's how thick they were.
That is how wild it was, for sure. I mean, it was nuts. Like, we were always trying to figure out which side of the boat to cast on. And I just remember that one time, Travis, you were just like, just put it in the water. Like, just get it in the water. And it was wild. It was so much fun. That was a funny moment, though. Like,
that's what I won't forget.
Yeah, that was definitely one for memory books, for sure.
I think everybody from this trip is going to take home stories. It's going to take home time. Shout out, you know, Garrett got to spend these last 3 days with his son, Gage, and that's pretty cool. And, you know, we're just one big Dad on the Fly family now. And, you know, hopefully, guys, I mean, we say this, hopefully we'll get to fish with all these guys again. We really want to appreciate you guys for coming to the first ever one we've ever done this. You know, this idea started, Tyler, back in we put this together at the Virginia Fly Fishing Show.
Yeah, crazy enough.
Shout out Bo Beasley. At a pizza joint, right? Didn't we were sitting around like eating pizza that night.
Yeah, with Hazel. We were taking turns letting Hazel crawl over the table.
Yeah, for sure. It was great.
And we were like, hey, let's do a trip. And it's here, and we did it, and
it came together pretty naturally. And you guys thanked us. I want to thank you all too. I know the ocean wasn't very pretty, but the sunrise was like next level.
Yeah,
man. And I was reminded very instantly why we do what we do and how much we love it, and the company's fantastic. Y'all are a good group of fellers.
Well, man, we appreciate you, Tyler and Joshua. Yeah, you said it, thanks to all the guys who came here with us tonight. And yeah, man, I'll remember this trip for a long time.
What's cool, man, you know, our dad's retreat that we did back in April, and now we got this, and it seems like we don't know these people. Like, they listen to us talk behind microphones, and we always want to say, like, you know, it's amazing. It's incredible to me that people would want to come hang out with us after just listening to us on microphones, because we're probably cooler behind the mic than we are in person. And, you know, we're not near as...
Definitely.
Thanks for keeping us humble, Jason.
Thanks, Jason. That's what we wanted to hear.
We needed that.
And yet, but it always seems like, you know, the April retreat, everybody just, like, clicked.
Yeah.
And here everybody's got along and clicked and just had a great time. And I think it has everything to do with just this common bond we have of all of us sitting around here, all the adults, we're all dads. We know what that's like. That's part of it. And that's what makes the Dads on the Fly community such a cool group. I mean, you know, we're changing diapers one day and then we're, you know, chasing fish when we can. And yeah, we're like-minded. That's right, Garrett. I mean, it's a like-minded community that I think is so awesome that we haven't created. We just sit around and talk behind microphones, but the people who continually reach out to us and like appreciate what we do, but we also just love getting to meet people. That's what we said when we started this. We want to make this not just a show. We want to make it a community.
Yeah, and I think that's continuing to happen. So, man, Joshua, we're going to have to cut this thing off because
we're going to go try to catch a shark.
I thought we were doing karaoke.
Oh, we're going to do karaoke another time. Sorry.
Karaoke.
We're going to have to spend
sharks.
A lot more
this
time
is a free,
at the Tiki Bar.
No. This is a free podcast. Karaoke costs money.
That's
like,
true.
We're not,
that's a true point.
I'm not on Apple.
That's a good point.
You know, they that's can't true. Afford my karaoke. Yeah. But we're going
to. I'll cover you. I love it. Well, man, this has been great. And thank you guys. Thanks, Joshua. Thanks, Tyler. Thanks, Travis. Everybody for making this weekend happen. And thank all you folks out there listening. And until next time, tight lines.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dads on the Fly podcast. We hope this episode has inspired you as a parent or an angler.
If you've enjoyed this episode, please check us out at dadsonthefly.com. There you can subscribe to our email list and find out all the things we got going on here at Dads on the Fly.